This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. After saving money for your whole working life, you get ready to retire. Now, there's another issue: how to spend your savings wisely. Financial planner Byron Moore has four ways to spend your retirement assets without the fear of ever running out. That's on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
All these years, you've been faithfully putting money into your retirement accounts. At first, it was hard, but then it became a habit. And then it became part of who you are. You're a saver, and you feel good about it. But then comes the day that you've been working for, retirement, and they say that you're supposed to do the very thing that was anathema to you as a saver. Take the money out. Well, if you're a true dyed-in-the-wool saver, that just feels kind of weird, kind of risky. And when it comes to drawing money out of your retirement accounts to live on in retirement, the first risk that most commonly comes to mind is the risk of running out of money. No one wants to outlast their money. But think of the person so paralyzed by this fear that they forfeit the use and enjoyment of the money they work so hard to save and accumulate over their working lifetime. What use would saving $1 million be if you never took the occasion to spend and enjoy it? Consideration of these two extremes ought to highlight the obvious balance most of us strive for, whether we realize it or not. We want to be able to spend as much of our retirement assets as possible, but without fear of ever running out. With that desired balance in mind, let's begin an examination of the four most common ways to tap into your retirement funds for a regular income stream. The most common traditional way to do it is the interest-only method. This used to be the way everybody did it. Retirees would tap into their savings. Funds might be deposited into a bank CD or invested in an interest-bearing bond issued by the federal government, a local municipality, or a highly rated corporation. Well, as recently as 2007, CDs paying 5% were available. Now, you'll have to search hard to find one paying even one-tenth of that amount, and then only if you lock it up for a period of time. I don't think I need to go on and on about the risk of interest rate declines. Nearly everyone with any money has all seen the devastating impact on savers of the Fed's efforts to stimulate the economy by lowering interest rates. Bonds have been similarly impacted by the Fed's interest rate cuts. So the method once assumed to be the safe route, which is taking interest only as income, has proven not always to be so safe. Well, the second method is the so-called spend-down method. This involves spending not only the interest, but also a piece of the principal each month. Obviously, this means more income to spend at first. Equally obvious, if you keep this up, at some point you're going to run out of money. So it's possible to plan out a spend-down strategy so that one's after-tax income will be significantly higher, as much as double, and the money will still last about 20 years. Still, the risk remains of living too long. Next week, we'll examine two additional methods and see when any one or a combination of these four methods might be appropriate for you. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.
There's a constant stream of information coming at you, online, over the air, in print. KEDM tries to figure out what it all means, why it happened, and how it will affect you. Discover those answers here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.